This is Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Uncertainty clouds the recent departure of Lansing City Attorney Janine McIntyre. Unanswered questions include why she received a $160,000 severance payout, how the severance, vacation time, sick leave, and personal time were calculated, and the cost of her one-year city-paid COBRA health insurance policy, and there are others. Our next guest fears McIntyre has floated out of city government on a very generous golden parachute. She hopes to clarify the situation on Monday when the city council gathers to learn more. Judy Brown-Clark is president of the Lansing City Council. Thanks for joining us, Judy.
Good morning.
According to what I've read, Ms. McIntyre reports to both the mayor and the city council. Do I have that right?
That's absolutely correct.
And do you know what person or persons negotiated her severance agreement?
Not at all. I know the mayor was part of the negotiation, and to my knowledge, I believe it was just between the two of them.
And what did you hear from credible sources about her departure? What triggered her departure?
That's the magic question. That she was out on a formal leave, and so during that time, of course, we have to respect that she's on a formal leave. When she returned 1 week ago, Monday, she was sitting right next to me. We were interacting. Everything appeared to be fine, and we continued with the business of the city. Then subsequently that Friday, we learned that she separated her, that she resigned. And then in retrospect, what we found is when she signed her separation agreement, she had actually signed it prior to her attendance at our meeting. We're just trying to put the pieces together, and on Monday, we're going to have all those that can fill in our gaps, because we certainly have some knowledge gaps here.
So gone most of January and February, then reappeared briefly, and then just as quickly disappeared again. During that week she reappeared, did you hear any kind of explanation for what was going on?
No. As a matter of fact, our conversation on Monday during council, she and I had set up an opportunity, to meet the next, within the next 2 days. I was following up with her the next day to find out, okay, fill me in. What do we as council need to know, and what happened, and walk me through the timeline? And that meeting just never occurred.
Judy Brown-Clark is president of the Lansing City Council. We're talking about all the unanswered questions surrounding the departure of City Attorney Janine McIntyre and her generous severance agreement. We'll also point out that Ms. McIntyre's contract was signed before last fall's city charter amendment that was approved by voters that would scale back these rather cushy severance deals. This could be, I guess, the last golden parachute. Now, this is interesting, Judy, because Mayor Bernero has made clear his opposition to these cushy deals. Assuming he negotiated this thing,
there's some things even so with the severance from the ordinance that the voters supported in November. Yeah, it did start with anything that started from January 1st, 2016. But prior to January 1st, so December 31st, 2015, there's an executive management plan that has some very clear parameters on if an employee separates with the city, there's an opportunity for severance pay up to 90 or 120 or up to 120 days, so for 4 months. So even prior to the ordinance of the severance limitations, there's still parameters that were in place.
And were those parameters, does it appear those parameters were violated as well?
I don't know what the justification is to go beyond them. So from our perspective, if I look at what the language is in the executive management plan, and I look at basically where I thought we had an agreement on severances, none of this reconciles. So I'm very, very interested in our conversation on Monday to get some clarity and clarification as to why this entire negotiation was outside, you know, what was agreed upon.
Mm-hmm. Getting back to the mayor's apparent opposition to these golden parachute deals, do you think he negotiated this thing willingly, or do you think he hesitated to negotiate this? Was he under some kind of pressure to negotiate some kind of deal?
I have no idea. I can't imagine why. So I can't explain why he's outside the parameters. I really don't. And we certainly are giving him that platform on Monday, the 21st, to explain it, because I cannot figure out a scenario that would support being outside of the what was prescribed within the executive management plan. And what we had, you know, a very in-depth conversation this fall to put it on the ballot for the severance, you know, golden parachutes within severances. So I can't imagine what the compelling reason would be that would put us outside of where I thought we were all on the same page.
I mean, to be perfectly fair about this whole thing, could there be something personal, something so sensitive that accounts for all of this? Details here involving Ms. McIntyre that would make them uncomfortable to disclose why this unfolded. Has that crossed your mind?
Well, I'm very comfortable uncomfortable. So on Monday, when we're asking these questions, usually if an active employee or there's some kind of a negotiation going on, like with the collective bargaining agreement and so on, we will go into closed session. This is an employee that no longer has tenure with the city, and so we'll be very transparent in asking our questions. And so if that's the case, we'll know on Monday.
What exactly happens on Monday and when?
So Monday, I've called a special committee of the whole meeting, and we're talking literally about just two issues. And so the issue, this will be one of, you know, one of our central issues, is to get this clarified. And number one, kind of laying out, here's the timeline of governing rules that we had to follow. And so everything that's occurred is outside of the rules. And so, you know, she's our city attorney, too. She represents the mayor and his administration. She also represents the city council. And so also being her, you know, direct client, you know, we have a responsibility to know the facts of what occurred and should have had, you know, consult and advice on how this was resolved. So we're reactive, not proactive on this. And so we're going to get our questions answered.
Will the mayor be there?
We'll see. He's been invited.
I mean, he's kind of the guy you need to talk to, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he's central to the negotiation of that, so I don't know if who else could probably answer that question better than him. So he has been invited, and I look forward to the conversation and getting clarity on it.
Yeah, I mean, have you or other members of the council reached out to Mayor Brunero to try to learn more before this point?
Well, at this point, we've asked the question, but at this point it's more of, okay, instead of just kind of chipping away at it, let's just come with everything we know and ask very poignant questions that specifically fill in what we don't know. So I think, you know, and I want to make sure that everybody is hearing the same thing at the same time, the same way, and has the ability and to hear their response and the follow-up. So it's really important that a whole lot of you know, secondary conversations don't occur right now, so that, you know, we kind of have a very unified message and a very you know, concentrated opportunity to really, you know, ask the questions, hear the answers, process it, you know, collectively as a body and figure out, you know, what do we do with the responses, you know. So if we get responses that clarify it, then you know what, we put it to bed and you know, we don't have to, at this point, it's already a done deal. But it doesn't mean, you know, depending on how the responses and the answers that we get will determine, you know, what our next steps need to be, if necessary.
One last interesting point on this here, and we'll let you go, but isn't it, I mean, Ms. McIntyre functioned as the human resources person for some period of time, got a bump in pay in order to take on those responsibilities, And her, yes. Didn't her departure roughly coincide with the end of her tenure as the interim human resources person? Will you be asking questions about that in particular?
There's a lot of interesting coincidences on this timeline, and so we will. So the way I have it laid out is, here's a timeline of what we saw, and then overlapping that, here's a timeline of the rules that we needed to be functioning within. And so looking at those two things, and then, the third parallel, the third line is, here's what we don't know. So based on this point, this happened. Under what conditions did this happen, and under what rules were being followed? Or why weren't rules being followed? Or is it more of, what was the exception to not following this rule? But there's some real interesting timelines and coincidences of acts that occurred, pretty simultaneous to some changes. And so we just want clarity.
We hope
the city wants clarity.
We hope you get to the bottom of it. Judy Brown-Clark is the president of the Lansing City Council. We've been talking about all the unanswered questions surrounding the departure of City Attorney Janine McIntyre and her generous severance agreement. Thank you, Judy.
My pleasure. Take care.